Dear students, today we learn one of the finest stories written by Ruskin Bond, a famous Indian writer born on 19 May 1934. I'm sure you are very familiar with this writer because this writer is particularly known for his short stories, and I'm sure you have read some of those. This story that we have in the supplementary reader is named The Thief's Story. So naturally, when we look at the title, The Thief's Story, it's about a thief. So the characters that we have is Hari Singh, the thief and narrator of the story. And we have Anil, someone who wrote for a magazine. And the two important themes that come out is the first one is the basic values and human relationship. How the goodness of a person changes. A teenager who had gone astray converts, transforms a thief into a noble person. Second, of course, is the importance of education. How important is education in a person's life is understood by this character, Hari Singh, the thief. So with this background of knowing what the theme is, we move to some of the important words that figure in the story. First word that we learn is flattery. Flattery is an insincere praise. You don't mean what you said. You only praise someone to get to your advantage. Second word that we have is modestly, that is without boasting, in a humble way. Sentence like he modestly shrugged off the praises from his teacher, or sales and profits have grown modestly in recent years can be used. Next word that we have is grunting, that is making low guttural sound. Players do that when they want to energize themselves. Or someone when he is angry, they make a guttural sound. Animals make guttural sound. Another word is appealing, attractive or interesting. Village life is somehow more appealing. We can make a sentence. Or if you are appealing, people want to be around you. And another and the last important word that comes in the story is unlined. Unlined in the context of the story, it means showing no sign of worry or anxiety. Sentence like her face was unlined. So with this backup, we move to the story itself. I've given subheadings for every important part of the story. So the PPT go along with my audio, so you will better understand. And each page has a number of words whose meanings are given at the end or by the half of the page. So you have to find out the words which mean those. I have added only the meaning. So find the words which mean from the text itself. So go slow and pause my video. Get the work done on each page, then only proceed. So you will have a very good understanding of the passage. And every subheading or every subheading that or heading that we have given in between can be converted into a question, and then try to answer those. So we straight away plunge into the story with knowing that the two characters are Anil and Hari Singh. Hari Singh is the narrator. So the narrator was a thief when he met Anil, that is Hari Singh. He was about 15 years old. And he says, I was a very good hand. I was very experienced in stealing. And lately, he did not have much luck. So he finds someone suitable for his task, and that is Anil. And Anil had been watching a wrestling match when Hari Singh approaches him. And Anil was about 25, very lean and tall. And he looked at three characteristics spoken about: kind, simple, easygoing. Kind, simple, easygoing. So Hari Singh thinks that he's the right person for me to take advantage of. So he goes to him, tries to befriend him, and then the first time his characteristics come out, he's a thief. So he lies to Anil. He says his name is Hari Singh. Though he, because he kept changing his name so that he would not be caught by the police or detected by the former employees. Now, as soon as Anil starts to walk away, he goes behind and says, I want to work for you. And Anil says, so I can't pay because I do not have money. Then he says, narrator, second time he lies, he says, I can cook for you. So Anil says, oh, if you can cook, I will take you in, I will give you food for. And they go and then reach Anil's house. And that day, night, Hari Singh cooks the food. And you know what happened? Anil had to throw it away to the dog because it was not cooked properly. He didn't know how to cook. And still, the reaction of Anil is very, very special and fascinating. He pats him on his back and says, don't worry, I will teach you how to cook. And that is the reaction, that's the approach that people have, and that can change other persons. So the story continues where narrator again is not changed. He is to his old game of stealing. He was paid money to buy provisions for the day. In that, he would make a profit of about a rupee. And Anil was aware of this, but he kept quiet. He never spoke about it. Slowly, the trust between Anil and Hari Singh increases. And Anil was a person who did not have a regular income. So the phrase used in the story is he made money by fits and starts. It was very irregular, fits and starts. So when he earned money, he would celebrate, go out with his friends. And some other times he would borrow money from the others. So one day he comes with a bundle of notes, and he said that he had just sold a book to a publisher. And by this time, narrator had been working for Anil for almost a month. And Anil had given him all the possible freedom, the key to the door. He could come and go as he liked, everything. So the narrator, now into his business, he thinks of robbing Anil, taking away the money. He thinks that if I steal this money, I can live for a week like an oil-rich Arab, lavishly spending. And he plans to take the 10:30 express to Lucknow, again, which shows that the story takes place in North India. The names are also clear. Anil, Hari Singh, Lucknow is mentioned. Again, later part of the story, you'll also find Hindi words used like Maidan, meaning ground. So these are that I will figure out. So he steals the money and then escapes with the money. And the amount of money that was around 600 rupees in 50 rupee denominations. So while he reached the station, the Lucknow Express was just moving, and he thinks, oh, I don't have to take ticket because it is not in a habit of taking tickets, he's a thief. And he was capable of boarding the train, though it had not picked up, the speed, but some voice in him tells, and he stops and he doesn't board, and the train moves away. And he was not in a position to go into a hotel because it would be suspected at that odd hour of the day, night. He walked through the bazaar very slowly. And he was a person who had studied men's faces. So he remembers a few things. I wanted to learn that by heart. If you rob a greedy man, he showed fear. The rich man showed anger. The poor man showed acceptance. But what about Anil? Anil would not show any of these. Anil would express sadness. And sadness, not for losing money. It's for the breach of trust. It's the break of trust. It's the mistrust that has the loss of trust that would have happened. So Hari Singh thinks again, the thought process in his mind goes on. To add to the story, a background, it starts to rain. The time of the year was, it's early, it is November night. Usually it's very chilly in the northern part of the country. It started to drizzle and soon it became a heavy rain. It was drenched. He sat down in the shelter of the clock tower. And at this stage, he remembers or he recalls so many things and so many thoughts come to him. Probably what he is going to lose if he goes away from Anil. It is probably would have given him some money to watch a movie. He could cook for him. Now he can't do that. He could go and buy provisions, but now he cannot do that. Over and above, he would teach him how to read and write. So these thoughts, the losses that he would be having is so magnanimous, so great. So he decides to return. The narrator, in the excitement of stealing, had forgotten all these good things that he was getting. And he had one hope, that is writing could bring him more than a few hundred rupees. It was very simple to be a thief, but to be really a big man, clever, respected, was something else. So that makes him go back. He had the dexterity to steal, so he does have that, and so very skillfully he puts the money back under the mattress. The story ends on such a wonderful note of friendship remaining intact, and a teenager who had gone astray is completely reformed. Next day, when Hari Singh wakes up late, Anil had already prepared tea for him. And then very touching gesture from his side, he offers him a 50 rupee note. And he says, today onwards, I'm going to pay you. And then he says, today we are starting to learn to write sentences. The narrator smiled at Anil in his most appealing way. Until today, he had been trying to put up a smile. It had been unnatural. It had been quite artificial. But for the first time, he smiled from his heart. He had become a good person. Anil knew about the theft, but he did not say anything about him. And so the trust remains intact. And a person who had gone astray becomes reformed. So the story ends with beautiful moral is how goodness corrects a teenager from going astray and becoming a good person. Along with this, we also have supplied a worksheet which you need to complete that will cover up almost all the question answers in the text, and a handout where some solved answers, you will get those. Go through the text slowly. Convert the subtitles once again into questions. Strengthen your vocabulary. All the best.